It can be confusing to know where to take your child when they are injured. What should parents know before going to orthopedic urgent care or to the emergency room, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic? So let's find out more with Dr. Sammy Martin-Bay, a pediatric orthopedist at Wake Orthopedics. This is Wake Med Voices, a podcast from Wake Med Health and Hospitals. I'm Bill Plaparoff. Dr. Martin-Bay, thank you so much for your time. So what safety measures are currently in place at Wake Orthopedics Urgent Care in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19?
Yeah, thanks. That's a great question. There's a lot of things that we've done throughout all of our facilities, including our urgent care, to try to help reduce the risk of infection and maintain social distancing, as everybody else is doing kind of out in the rest of the world. So we've increased screening measures for all of our patients and all of our staff. So patients are asked questions regarding symptoms of coronavirus, and same for our staff every day prior to showing up for work. We continue to offer as well virtual visits for our routine in-office visits and also for urgent care. All the patients, visitors, Wake Orthopedic staff are required and are provided masks for their visit. So certainly if you have a mask that you use at home, you're welcome to wear that. But we are providing as well everybody that comes through the doors with a mask to be worn well inside.
Right.
But a lot of, you know, new signs up regarding, you know, wearing masks, maintaining social distancing, as well as markers on the floor, increased hand sanitizing stations, basically just trying to, as you've seen out in the rest of the world as well, just remind people to try to keep a little extra distance and keep things clean to the best they can.
Right.
In their vehicles and get our cell phone number, and we can call them when they're ready to be roomed if by some chance there is a wait before they can be roomed to see a provider. In addition to that, to try to that aspect as well, we are trying to spread out our patient appointments as well, just to have less patients waiting in the waiting room, more time in between patient rooms to help us provide an environment for everyone.
Those are really good steps to take. So let me ask you this, because there has been a lot of virtual visits during COVID-19. How can patients schedule a virtual visit with Wake Orthopedics Urgent Care?
That's a great question. So the best way to do that is to call directly the Wake Orthopedics scheduling line, and that phone number is 919-232-5020.
Okay, very good. Excellent. 919-232-5020. Let me ask you this question. We've been talking about virtual visits and urgent care. Give us some guidance for parents. How do they know whether to go to urgent care or the emergency room during a health issue?
Yeah, that's a good question. It can sometimes be a little difficult to answer. I think in general, if you were to sustain a fall or some kind of injury and you look down at the body part that's injured and something seems crooked or out of place, that's frequently something that requires a little bit more in terms of additional support, with potentially giving you a little medication to kind of help you relax a little bit before things can be straightened out to some degree. Those are things that occasionally can be done in the urgent care, but more frequently should be done within the emergency room. If you're to sustain a fall or, again, some kind of injury and there's swelling, that's, again, certainly something that could be seen within the urgent care environment. But really things where you look down and you look at the affected body part and say something here is clearly crooked or isn't right, again, those are generally more suited for the emergency room. Additionally, too, if there's an injury and a large wound, sometimes, again, just in terms of medications available and potential for an open fracture, so if there's a wound associated with a deformity, those, again, should be seen in the emergency room.
So it's kind of a judgment call on, oh, my God, I don't even know what this is. Or, like you said, a broken arm, something is misshapen, then you kind of instinctively know at that point?
To some degree, yeah. If it's a little more mild or actionable, certainly the urgent care, you know, I think run it fairly efficiently, and the wait typically isn't that long. You know, the worst case scenario, if you were to go to an urgent care, again, if it's something that were out of the scope, they would, you know, essentially refer you off to the emergency room, you know, with patient safety, of course, being paramount and not wanting to take any risks within the urgent care.
And is there anything parents should know before going to urgent care or the emergency department? If they're going to urgent care, do they have to call first? Generally with emergency room, you just go. Is there anything like that parents should know?
Right. So with the urgent care that we have through Wake Orthopedics, you're actually able to call or go online as well to schedule with them to come in. They do accept walk-ins, but if it's something, man, I don't have an appointment to see a doctor today, but I have a window between a certain number of hours, again, we do have the availability to schedule visits at our urgent care. And that, again, through the same number I mentioned before, or additionally online, you can go and schedule a visit at our urgent care.
Earlier, you were talking to us about the safety precautions for COVID-19. What are your recommendations for parents who are concerned about the spread of COVID-19 and maybe hesitant to seek help?
Yeah, that's a great question. This is certainly something that is being seen across the medical spectrums of children not seeing pediatricians and people becoming delinquent on vaccines. I think, again, it's important to not neglect other health concerns, even in the face of everything that's going on. This, unfortunately, is something that, as we're beginning to see, is not going to be going away in the next number of weeks, and will be something that we'll need to kind of deal with and adjust to over the course of many months. And I think I would just, again, really encourage parents and families that there are numerous precautions we've mentioned before to keep both our staff, but most importantly, our patients safe. And I would just, again, hope that more acute needs are not neglected, again, because of fears.
Right. And when you speak of delaying care because someone may be concerned to go to an urgent care facility or the emergency room, delaying care could create a much bigger problem down the road than the immediate issue of COVID-19, where with all the precautions that are being put in place and are being taken, the risk of catching COVID-19 is very low. Whereas if you delay care, you could be putting yourself at a higher risk for something more important pertaining to the injury someone just sustained. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. In general, musculoskeletal injuries, if kind of seen and addressed and treatment is started earlier, generally that helps in terms of achieving the best outcome down the line.
Right. So don't delay. Seek care. Please do not delay care at this point. Well, Dr. Martin Bay, thank you so much for your time. This has really been informative. We appreciate it. Thank you again.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
That's Dr. Sammy Martin Bay. And for more information on orthopedic services at WakeMed, please visit wakemed.org. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out the full podcast library for topics of interest to you. I'm Bill Klaproth with WakeMed Voices, brought to you by WakeMed Health and Hospitals in Raleigh, North Carolina. Thanks for listening.